Poster number 10. Because of the men's long periods of absence while they were at sea, it was the women of Romeu that had to do all the work on the farms. The period from the 1st of October to the 1st of April was called Autie. During this period, the young cattle was allowed to roam freely on the island. When the sheep were ready to give birth, they were brought back to the farms so that the newborn lambs could be monitored. About May, the sheep were washed, sheared, and the wool processed. The sheep keeping was important to have, as they gave milk, meat, fat for candle making, and wool for clothing and linen. This work was very time consuming. The cows were put out to grass when the winter was over, but were tethered. Several times daily, the women and children had to move them to new grassing areas. When they had calved, they had much milk, so it was also necessary to milk the cows several times daily. The milk needed to be sifted, poured into barrels, and later churned to butter and used to make cheese. The horses also needed to be tethered. Otherwise, they would rub against the buildings and bite into door and window frames and the thatched roofs. Everyone had hens, and even the smallest farm had at least one cow, some sheep, and a few pigs. The larger farms had much more livestock that had to be taken care of. The animals had to be fed, milked, and led to grassing. The barn and hen house needed cleaning. Eggs needed to be gathered, and livestock slaughtered, particularly pigs. It was tough work cleaning the pig body, collecting blood for sausages, cooking the fat, making greaves, and cleaning the intestines for sausage skin. When that work was finished, the meat was then cut up and salted. The kitchen garden was an important part of the household and was called the colgar. It was full of vegetables, berries, onions, cabbage, and some herbs. The colgard had to be fenced off with dikes of peat to protect it from drifting sand, and by wooden fencing, or often by whale bones, to protect it from stray livestock. After strong winds, the women often had to use their aprons to remove sand from the gar. Fieldwork began in spring. First the manure was spread and the fields plowed. Then came the cultivating of the soil, the sowing of grain, and planting of potatoes and turnips. The only equipment available for the fieldwork was the plow and cultivator pulled by horses. Everything else was done by hand with primitive tools. The harvest was hard work. The grains were harvested by scythe and bound in sheaves, stacked, threshed, and finally grinded into flour. Turnips and potatoes were harvested by hand. To help with this demanding work, the larger farms that could afford it hired women from the smaller farms or from the mainland to help with the work. Women from the smallest homesteads had to do this to be able to afford food for the family and feed the livestock. It was only on the largest farms that the harvest was sufficient for the demand. Cattle breeding made a small profit, but on most farms, the men's income from seafaring and fishing was necessary to be able to purchase the necessities for man and beast.